So, have you been thinking about an open concept? Or how to fix up the basement and have that man cave you've always wanted? Or maybe it's time to look into solar for your house. You've come to the right place. It's time for the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Current Electric. Let's turn it over to big time Mike McGivern.
Welcome into the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by our friends at Current Electric, home of the superhero, only on 1250 AM The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, my co-host this week. He went from being the host last week to the co-host this week. He is Ray Hoffman, Sales and Marketing Manager at Current Electric. Ray, nice job last week.
Hey, thank you. It was a lot of fun. Anytime you want to take a day off, I'll take care of you.
Hey, that, you know what? I'm going to save that tape right there, man, because it was good. I appreciate you and Bingo and doing the show last week. We're up in Wisconsin Dells, and we had a great weekend, and I got a chance to listen to part of the show, and thought you did a great job. I might need to, you know, maybe have Tracy come back next time, because you're getting too good at it, and I don't want you firing me off this thing, because this is brought to you by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Hey, Ray, this time of year, as we get October, starting to get a little bit cooler and colder, what's going on at Current Electric? What do you guys hear from customers most on this time of year?
Solar is actually a big thing right now with the beautiful weather, lots of sun. Can't really see that this morning. I'm actually down in Whitewater camping right now, and it was raining all morning.
Oh, great.
But the sun is out, and the weather is beautiful, and solar is definitely a very strong thing we're hitting that people are calling us on every day.
I'll tell you what, so it's perfect, our special guest today. He is Brad Koepke. We had it set up, and we'll get back to Appliance Mart, I think, in a few weeks, but he had to step out for this week, and we'll make sure, and I'm sure that you'll get him back in a few weeks. And so the promos that we were running, we found out yesterday that we needed to kind of make a change, and I appreciate Brad Koepke from Current Electric, their solar division, willing to step in with us and spend the hour. Brad, how you been?
I've been well. Always a pleasure to be on and happy to step in.
I really appreciate it, because I'll tell you, when Ray said, look, solar is, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger for us at Current Electric, and there's a reason for that. Brad, I know that, you know, you and Ray are, you know, within that bubble, but outside of the bubble, I think that it's pretty clear that statewide that Current Electric is kind of the go-to company right now, whether you're thinking about residential or commercial in the solar world.
Yeah, we have a very strong, you know, sales team and installation team. And, you know, we're the local guys who've been doing this. Chuck Smith has been doing this since I've been in grade school.
Chuck, that's Brad Koepke who just said that. Brad Koepke, you can see him on Monday, or you can call him when the show's over.
I get a hard time for my age. I've been doing solar for the past 5 years. It's really an industry I never thought I'd be in, but I love every minute of it now that I'm in it. Actually got the chance to talk to some young Spartans earlier this week about potential careers in solar at Martin Luther's Career Day. So definitely people are getting interested at younger ages about being part of the industry or just in what renewable energy can do for them.
Yeah, Brad, and speaking of Martin Luther, and I coached basketball there for 4 years, and my last game as a basketball coach was a state championship with the Spartans at Martin Luther. And I have, over the years, there's been a couple of kids that I coached that had real interest in being electricians and learning more about that part of their kind of industry and that part of the trade. And I've sent these two guys over to Current Electric, and both are doing extremely well. And I think it's important when you get a chance to go out and talk to a high school, especially your alma mater, it's important to let kids know that there is the opportunity when you graduate from high school to be able to kind of walk right in and not think about going to a four-year school and the amount of bills that you're going to have at the end of that. You know, here's a way, a path, if you have interest, to be able to come over and talk to the people at Current Electric, either the electrical side of it or the solar side. There's an opportunity for young kids, especially good students, if they want to make that transition from high school right into the trades.
Yeah, and actually one of the referrals that, you know, or people you referred to Current Electric, we had our company picnic yesterday, and actually he got recognized for his achievements at Current Electric. He's coming up really quick through the company and getting a lot of experience. So, Mike, you got a good track record of sending good people over to us.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Maybe it's the Martin Luther tie. I don't know. I'll continue to do that. And I get asked quite a bit, both Brad and Ray, and I get asked a lot about Current Electric and are there opportunities. And Ray, I'll go to you on this. There are certainly opportunities, and there's some openings over at Current Electric if there are people that have interest.
Yeah, absolutely. There's opportunities for people coming into the industry. There's opportunities for people that are in the industry and already licensed. There's opportunities for staff, for office staff. I mean, there's opportunities everywhere. And it was very evident yesterday, like Brad talked about at our picnic. We had an employee picnic yesterday, and all the employees were there. I think we were only missing a few. And it was very evident how much family we are, considering we're a bigger company. We still have that family atmosphere, and we're proud that we were able to keep that going.
Ray, I have to tell you that people will utilize that kind of term as a tagline. Yay, we're a family here. I'm at your offices a lot. And I'm there because, look, we're friends, and you're a client of ours here at Odyssey, but I'm there a lot, and I have that feeling when I walk into that building, because people are, you know, they're laughing, they're goofing around, they're talking a little smack, especially to me. I don't know why I have people doing that, but
you're the extended cousin that only shows up for food.
Yeah, well, you know what, I must have missed that invite over to the employee picnic. I think Chuck must have forgot to send that one out. Hey, Ray, when we're going to talk a lot about residential side of solar, but the commercial side, and we've had this conversation, is starting to grow quite a bit at Current Electric, and I think it's important that we definitely talk a little bit about the commercial side. So if we've got guys that are people that are listening to the show, and they have some interest and they want to know if Current Electric does much in the commercial solar category, you guys certainly can take care of people in that area.
Absolutely, we have a team for commercial as well. And commercial is a little different because, I mean, it's about great ROI, right? But it's also about cash flow, brand. It's a brand booster, saying that you are sustainable as a company. It's a huge brand booster. I mean, look at some of the commercials you're seeing today where they have solar panels on their buildings, and they're advertising in their commercials.
And I know that because, and Brad, you've been fully invested in this program that I'm doing with my friend Brian, and a big part of what their belief is when it comes to solar is making sure that you guys are a big part of what we're doing on the solar side of it. And Ray, you're right. You know, a lot of it is to be able to say, hey, look, we're very much a green company here, and we're a green building, and we want to be able to let people know that that's important to us. And Brad, I appreciate all the time and effort that you've put into this project.
Yeah, it's been fun to work on and even do the initial steps that we've done so far. At this point, I can't wait to get a shovel in the ground on that.
Yeah, well, that makes about 30 of us, and I can tell you that I had two meetings with those guys this last week, and October, November, very big months. There's some things that happened this week that have really kind of pushed us to move this forward, and pretty exciting times for us. And again, thank you so much for being a part of that. Hey, Brad, last time I was at the office, which is just a few days ago at Current Electric, you had said, hey, my job is starting to transition a little bit. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so I, until recently, oversaw the residential solar division at Current. We have hired my replacement. He's doing excellent. He comes to us from another electrical contractor. A lot of experience in project management and operations. So I feel very comfortable stepping away from that. And what I'm moving into is a position that I get to stay a part of the front end of solar, because there is a lot of politics, both on the utility side yep. and the governmental side. So I get to be more involved in that on the front end, and also get the opportunity to research and develop new products that are coming out in solar. There are a ton of products coming out every year. Technology is always changing. You know, that's not a reason for anybody to delay their project, because you can start saving money now. A lot of the new things that are coming out in solar are battery systems for backup power. Generac just last year announced their battery product, and they released some new products just a week ago. And so I get to stay more on top of what's coming out and working with new companies with their new products. We actually got a chance to test out some products, which is really cool. I can't tell anybody about what they are just yet. I signed some paperwork. So everyone will just have to wait to see what those new products are, but exciting things happening.
Hey, Brad, when we talk about the commitment, and Ray, when we talk about the commitment that Current Electric has in the solar industry, for them to develop and have Brad be that guy, I think that's just one more step to make sure that Current Electric is on the cutting edge and on the front lines of not only residential but commercial solar here in the state of Wisconsin. And for you guys to be forward thinking enough to take a guy like Brad, who was doing a great job in the position that he was in, and transition him into this kind of frontline guy when it comes to all of the other parts, that, you know, the political side, which is always tough, and then the new things that are coming out. I think it's just a way of Current Electric telling people that, look, we are fully invested in solar because we believe that's the future.
Yeah, and if you think about our vision, mission, culture, one of our biggest statements is we are a leader in lives with top quality innovative solutions and service that wows. So that's one of our major mission statements that we talk about on a daily basis. That's why I have it memorized off the top of my head. And the one thing we realized is we need to have somebody that's really into the innovation side and the research side, and Brad fit that mold perfectly. So we're excited for him to take on this new role. And since, you know, he was not even born when I started in the industry, he's a perfect fit.
That's Brad Koepke keeps talking about his age. No, that was right. Hey, Brad, and before we get to a break, the exciting part about transition, and I love the fact that you said, look, I'm really comfortable with the guy that they brought in for my past position, because the amount of time and effort that you put in to develop that position, be able to hand it off to somebody that you're comfortable with, to know that he's going to continue on the mission that you had, and to be able to kind of move off into a different role, I think says a lot, not only about you, but the hiring process over at Current Electric, to be able to find somebody that can kind of step in and just take the ball where you brought it and keep it going.
Yeah, and he's definitely we're on the same path, and I think he has the skills and ability to, you know, take it further than I did, which is great, and very exciting for me to see. So he's taking my baby and running with it, and going to make it even better.
Boy, that's hard. You know, I've had to do that a few times, and you know, it's hard because it is your baby, and you want to make sure your baby grows up to be big, strong, and good looking, right?
Yeah. And it definitely
that's why
will.
Mike won't let me host a show again.
What's that?
I said that's why Mike won't let me host
yeah,
a show.
That's exactly. That's exactly why I won't let Ray Hoffman host a show, at least for a while. I got to get him back to the first time where, you know, he struggled a little bit the first segment. I need that Ray Hoffman to come back. Hey, let's get to a break. Hey, Brad, we've always talked about, you know, all the positives that come with solar energy and what you're going to do with it commercially and residential, as a residential part of what you're going to do. But there are some things that people have asked me this week, especially last night when I made it known that you were going to be coming on. Are there some negatives to solar? And we don't talk much about that, but I think if we're going to be 100% honest, there's a couple of things that we're going to want to talk about, and we certainly will talk a lot about benefits when it comes to solar energy. We're talking with Brad Koepke. What's your new title, by the way?
That's still in the works. So there have been some.
Let's come up with one.
So some of the titles have been thrown around are Director of Innovation or Innovation Manager. Kind of what's been thrown around, but nothing's set in stone just yet. But they keep paying me, so I keep coming into the office.
There you go.
Doing good work.
Let's just call him the Solar Czar. How's that? He is Brad Koepke. We're going to talk about solar for the entire hour on today's show. And Ray Hoffman, my co-host, both from Current Electric, go to callcurrent.com for more information. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Current Electric, only on 1250 AM, The Fan. We are on the same page back here at the studio, playing this bumper music. Everything about maybe sun is what we're going to go with today. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Current Electric. My co-host is Ray Hoffman, Sales and Marketing Manager at Current. Our special guest, I'm going to call him the Solar Czar, I guess, Brad Koepke from the Solar Division at Current Electric. So, Brad, we have had you on a couple of times, and when we talk solar, I think we always just, you know, talk about all the great benefits, and there are a number of great benefits when it comes to solar. When you're out talking to people, you have to tell everybody, you know, exactly what's going on. If there are some things that are on the negative side with solar, what would you tell people on that?
Oh, that's always a tough one, and I got asked it earlier this week. The biggest negative is probably the, you know, initial cash outlay, and it is still rather expensive. There are some incentives out there to help with that. The other thing that we do to help with that is a lot of people ask about financing, just like, you know, replacing a roof on your house or doing a kitchen remodel. Financing is a big, you know, option for large projects like that. And one thing that we do a little bit differently than others in the industry is we encourage people to go to, we have contacts at a couple of credit unions, one regional and one national, that, you know, work with a customer directly. We don't play middleman in that at all. We work with those companies, and they're really there to work with the customer, get a financing solution for their solar project that works for them and is in their best interest for the ROI of their system. So they're not pushing, you know, extremely long-term loans or anything. They're really trying to find a product that, you know, works with the customer. Same thing that our energy consultants do when they're building a system for a customer. The other big negative that we hear a lot is, what happens when I need my roof replaced? And that really is, you know, situational, depending on how many more years you have left on your roof and what condition it's in. If your roof is in a condition where it's going to be replaced in the next 1, 2, 3 years, we recommend, you know, getting a quote on a roof replacement and potentially doing that before solar moves forward. And, you know, we have a couple roofers that, you know, we work with, one, especially we work with a lot, fellow NARI member. And those are the two negatives that, you know, we hear a lot. And, you know, the other thing is, if you do have a new roof with 20 plus years of life left, you know, your system's going to already have paid for itself by the time you need your roof replaced. And at that point, you're going to want to consider, you know, upgrading your system as well, because the system's going to be reaching end of life at the same time your roof is reaching end of life. So we work with the customer and, you know, their situation as to what makes the most sense for them.
Hey, Brett, and I like the fact that right off the top, I mean, you're able to have that conversation. We didn't talk, Ray and I didn't talk about starting in the second segment with that part of it. But right away, you're able to say, look, these are the conversations that we have on a daily basis with people. We're not going to run and hide. Look, the initial cost is expensive, but you're going to save money in the long run. And I think that people that understand that and have a heart for, you know, being able to have solar and understand the direction that I think as a country and the world we're going to, that this is a really good time to be able to do that. The other question that I get sometimes is clearing the panels. You know, with winter coming, we understand that snow is going to be coming relatively soon. How difficult is it to have to clear those panels once we get snow?
So we recommend to customers, you know, don't try and clear your panels. The panels, the glass on them is tempered glass, same as your car windshield, so very durable. Any panel that we use is rated for golf ball sized hail. But as you know, with a car windshield, if you drop a screwdriver on it, it can shatter the whole thing.
Right.
So it can handle a lot of weight, a lot of pressure, but a small prick will shatter the whole thing. So we recommend that you don't. The panels are glass. They're on a pitched roof. They do tend to clear quicker than the snow off of your shingled roof. You know, once a little corner of the panel clears, they start to warm up a little bit and the snow slides off pretty quickly. Now, customers that do want to clear their panels and are adamant about it, we have some recommendations: soft bristled push broom on a fiberglass extension pole. So it's insulated. All of the wiring is on the underside, but you are still clearing electrical equipment. So, you know, very soft bristled push broom will clear off the snow, and it would be no different than using a roof rake to get snow off of your house. But we try and steer customers to just leave your panels. They will melt. It will be fine. And it's just the ones that are adamant about clearing the snow that, you know, get the soft broom, fiberglass, all that.
Yeah, and I think that's important to know. And look, if you don't have to go up there, and if it's on the roof, or there are times that you guys can do this more on the ground, if you don't have to clean it off, and I would take... Look, I take Brad's recommendation on that. I would leave it. When you're talking the commercial side, Brad, there's different ways that people and companies can get involved in solar. There's the roof mount panels and the ground mount systems. And then a conversation that we have had quite a bit lately are the solar carports. And there's a number of different ways that commercial and companies can get involved. And get involved with solar and have you guys come out and take a look at it. Are the roof mount panels the most popular when you're working in the commercial industry?
Yeah, on the commercial side, a lot of customers have big flat open roofs, and it's not doing anything for them other than keeping their building dry, keeping their office dry. So one of the conversations that we have is, why don't we turn your roof into another revenue stream for your business? And customers really like that. The carports that, you know, we had been talking about are just kind of starting to gain traction. They're a little bit newer, not newer to the industry, but newer to the area, where I think more people are, you know, having that same conversation. You know, your parking lot's not making you money. And also, what if you could give, you know, your employees, customers, visitors, shaded, and doesn't always have to be watertight, but a shaded, potentially watertight solution for, you know, parking their cars. Is that's going to be a value add for those people using your parking lot as well? And it's going to be saving you on your electrical bills. So
And
I'd say have more ground mount carport conversations.
Yeah, and I think, and that's a lot of what we're talking about with this this other thing that I'm involved with, and it's gotten to the point now that not only does it do all of that, but there's kind of a cool factor behind it. The way it looks, it is really different, and the way it looks, I think, draws a lot of attention, which there are certainly some industries that like to have that kind of attention. I think that's really important for people to understand. As we talk about this, if you are somebody at your home that has some interest in learning more about solar, or if you're a commercial company that you listen to Brent and said, look, your parking lot right now, let's make it a revenue source. Let's make the top of your roof that is certainly not making you any revenue right now be a good time to take a look at this. You can go to callcurrent.com. Callcurrent.com. Look at their solar division on top, and you can see residential, commercial, and roof mount and carport, everything that we've talked about. A lot of information on that website. Again, callcurrent.com. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction Wisconsin and powered by Kern Electric, only on 1250 AM. The Fan. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by the Solar Division at Kern Electric. How's that, Ray? You like that?
I like that. And Sam, you're doing a great job on the music.
Thank you, sir.
Hold on, Sam. You want to take all the credit on this one?
Well, okay. First one was my idea. Second one was Mike.
And you want to talk about the third one that you already shot down?
Well, stay tuned.
All right, stay tuned. That third bumper, if I win on this this little argument that Sam and I are in, you'll hear my suggestion for that last bumper song. Ray Hoffman is my co-host, sales and marketing manager at Kern Electric, callcurrent.com. Brad Koepke, Greendale Martin Luther. Graduate, and he loves when I say that, I think. He always just smirks at me when I talk about it. He is the solar czar, solar division at Kern Electric. Again, callcurrent.com. Hey, Brad, when you go out and your salespeople go out in this area, southeast Wisconsin, I'm sure that people talk most about the weather, and the secondly, they want to know if where they're living and the neighborhood they're in, if their house and that area can have solar and where it would be. Do you guys take care of any of that kind of stuff when it comes to any of the laws from the Milwaukee or Brookfield or Waukesha? You guys know all of that, and so people don't have to worry about having to get permits pulled or any of that. You guys take care of that?
Yeah, we take care of everything. The only thing that we don't take care of is one of the big incentives that are out there, the federal investment tax credit. 26% of the system cost customers are able to claim as a tax credit. And we're not CPAs. We put some, guidance out there for our customers, but encourage them to go to their, tax accountant for that. But as far as the state focus on energy rebates, interconnection with utility permits, we handle all of that. And actually, you talk about laws, it's funny, there is a law on the books in Wisconsin protecting customers' access to solar energy. So just recently we had a customer with a homeowners association wouldn't let them put panels in the front of their house. So we're handling the conversation with that HOA on the customer's behalf that you have to allow this because it's state law. So yeah, we handle all of that, and not much the customer needs to do, except some of the forms require customer signature. So we'll fill out all the information and then send that over to the customer for signature, and then submit it with the proper authority.
Hey, Brad, if I were to get solar at my house, one of the first things that I would do, and I don't know if everybody takes advantage of this, but the service partner plan that you guys have the solar service plan in Milwaukee. Small amount of money, you get priority service and solar backup checkup, 100% satisfaction guaranteed. There appointment reminders. There's a lot of things that go with that for a very small amount of monthly dollars. One of the first things I would do is sign up for that solar service plan that you guys offer, because it just kind of gives you peace of mind that, okay, this was the right decision for me, and I know that Current Electric is going to stand behind all of this, and by being part of this exclusive service partner plan, I think it just really kind of gives somebody like me a peace of mind that if I have any issues, you guys are going to be right there to be able to take care of it.
Absolutely, and you know, I've been trying to talk you into solar on your house for 3 years. So
well,
with what you just said, should I send Kayla out there Monday morning?
You know what? And my wife's name is...
What time works for you?
Look at you all of a sudden, man. Look at you closing. You're a sales guy. No doubt her name is Terry. T-E-R-R-I-E. Terry McGivern. And if we were going to stay in this house for... 30 years ago when we bought the house, had we known then what we know now, we'd be talking to you guys. But I'm not sure for the amount of time left that we're going to stay in this house that this would be a good investment. But that service partner plan would be.
That's an interesting thing, because that's, you know, we talked about cons earlier in the show. And, you know, one of the objections that we get is the one that you just gave us. And, you know, I'm not going to stay in my house. You know, 5 years I'm moving, return on investment is greater than 5 years. Well, there's actually some data out there now that solar is getting more popular across the United States. You can recoup almost all of the system cost on the sale of your home in the sale price of your home.
Matt, I cannot believe what a great salesperson you've become. Look at you.
Ray has trained me well.
Yeah. Well, somebody, and Chuck Smith, and Chuck right now, he's not mad at you for talking about how old he is compared to you. Now he's happy with you. Hey, I got a text from somebody that asked me, if I put in solar panels on my house, how long do they last?
So all of the solar panels that we sell to customers have a 25-year power output warranty. And what that is there's estimated degradation in the power output. You know, just like anything, your car gets less efficient the more years you drive it. Solar panels get less efficient the more they're on your roof. And it's half a percent per year. They're warranted for 25 years on the power output. We design our systems to be a 25-year system, and there is very much data out there that says the systems could last longer than that and should last longer than that. But just like we talked about earlier in the show, at that 25-year point, you're probably going to be looking at re-shingling your roof. And at that time, you know, depending on what new incentives or new technologies out there, it might be time to upgrade anyway by the time you replace your roof. So these are 25-year systems is the short answer.
Yeah, and I think that's really important for people to understand. This isn't a 5 or a 10-year, and then you got to redo it. It's 25 years, and when the salespeople come out to somebody's house, the interesting question that I'll get a lot is, look, the position of my house or how my roof is constructed, I don't think that solar is available to me. But by going to callcurrent.com and calling you guys, that's part of what your designers certainly take into play when they come into the house. They will let people know if the position of their house or the construction of their roof, if this is viable for them or what other options there are for them.
Yep, we talk through all of that with customers, and generally anybody with a south, east, or west-facing roof face can put solar on their roof. The biggest obstruction that we run into are trees, and you know, our sales team and our design team are very comfortable having the conversation. You know, this is the optimal roof space. You have a tree that's shading this entire roof space. are you willing to cut down that tree? And, you know, just like we have referrals for roofers, we have referrals for arborists as well. You know, if the customer doesn't already have somebody that they're comfortable working with. And we have that conversation of, you know, how can we maximize your solar output and not take away your favorite tree in your front yard? So very comfortable having those conversations. We have them on a daily basis. And really, that's the biggest thing that we run into as an obstruction are trees.
Hey, Ray, when somebody, you know, and we've had this conversation when we've talked about solar, and this is, look, it kind of pops up about once a year where there are some companies from outside of this area that might come into this area and do a, you know, a 2 month, 3 month kind of a push to sell solar, and then they move on to a different state. How can people understand what companies, and when it comes to solar, they're going to probably want to get one or two different bids, but how do people understand and know that they can trust the company they're working with when it comes to solar?
Well, there's a couple of things, right? So Brad pointed it out very, very, very eloquently from the solar czar over there. It's very important that we're.
Hey, that's one of my business cards.
That and it should, and I should. You should give me credit for that. Solar Czar. That's perfect.
I haven't written that boy's business card yet. So, but it's very important that we're honest with our customers. If it's not going to work for them, we're going to be honest with them and tell them, look, it's not going to work for you. We're going to tell them straight out. A lot of companies and the companies that we're talking about will try to push. And put panels on roofs that don't work. And so that's one of the most important things is our team is completely honest and straightforward. And these other companies aren't that way. I mean, you're going to have a relationship with us for 25 years. We back it up with our warranties and our guarantees. And then we also back it up with that solar service plan you were talking about earlier, right? We're going to have a relationship with you, and that's what we are as a company. We're not about the one transaction like a lot of these companies are. We are about 25 years, 50 years. We're going to be around for a long time. We installed our first panel in the year 2000, so we're not going anywhere.
No, and in fact, you're
definitely do your homework.
In fact, they're expanding, and we're the company and the offices that they have now compared to where they were. I don't know. Was it a year ago, 15 months ago? When did you move into the newer building?
December 6, 2019.
Wow. Boy,
and
days go.
We already had to order more desks. We're running out of space.
Days go slow and years go fast. That's almost been 2 years. That's really interesting. One of the first times that we had you guys in studio back then, and we were talking about solar, you guys were out helping some company or some people here that had bought solar from companies that popped in and then they were gone and they couldn't get a hold of them anymore. And so I remember that show really well, that you guys had five or six that you were still going out and fixing the problems that the people had, because look, all of a sudden these are people that are saying to other people, look, solar doesn't work. This is bad. Well, it's not that solar doesn't work. It's the company that they used that came in and pitched them, you know, an unbelievable price. Well, if the price is unbelievable, you might want to watch out. And then they popped out of the market and they couldn't get a hold of them to come back and fix the problems they had. And Chuck Smith was going, look, well, we got to go help these people. We're not going to just let them, you know, let them hang out there. So as a company, Kern Electric went and helped the people that had been taken by a different company. So I think it's important when you ask yourself, look, I need to trust the company I'm gonna work with in the solar industry. You know, Kern Electric, again, like these guys said, they've been around a long time, and they're not going anywhere. And when it comes to either residential or solar, Current Electric is the company that you're going to want to talk to. You go to callcurrent.com for more information. Let's get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll wrap this thing up. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Current Electric, home of the superhero. On 1250 AM, The Fan. Hey, you're supposed to start with the sun will come up tomorrow. Is that how we started that song? Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show. Obviously, I won that argument. What do you think, Ray? You like that song?
I like it. What did Sam have, though?
I don't know. Sam had
that first one was the only ace that I had up my sleeve.
Yeah, but he was he was totally against going to any Broadway. He said, we can't do any Broadway tune on the Home Improvement Show.
Never said that.
I think that's what he said. I'm telling you, boys. Welcome back.
Mike, as a former radio producer, you need to be nicer to your producer.
I've nobody's nicer to Sam than I am. Right, Sam?
Yeah, that's actually pretty true.
That is pretty true. See, there you go. There you go. But on the air, I've got to be mean to him because that's good radio. My co-host this week, Ray Hoffman, sales and marketing manager from Kern Electric, and the solar czar from Kern Electric. He is Brad Koepke, solar division at Kern Electric. Hey, Brad, what do you see? And since now your job is to kind of look into the future and make sure that you guys are on the cutting edge, do you see this industry when it comes to solar just continuing to expand from where it is right now?
Absolutely. I think on the coast, California especially, solar is really, you know, a booming industry right now. And in the Midwest, when I started 5 years ago, solar was in its infancy in the Midwest. And I think we're at the toddler stage of the industry growth at this point. It's really starting to become more mainstream. And some of the things that are, you know, coming down the pike as far as policy and incentives for customers, I really foresee this industry booming in the next 3 to 5 years and exploding. And I don't want to promise anything at this point from what I'm hearing, but, you know, even with what's coming, I think now is still a great time if you've ever thought about solar, just to talk with somebody, because no better time to start saving money than right now. So still a great option.
And Ray, there's some opportunities to come see you guys at State Fair, correct?
Yes, absolutely. The 15th through the 17th, we're going to be at the NARI Home Improvement Show at State Fair Park. You can come and see Brad and I. Brad will be offering autographs for a small fee for current cares. But yeah, so you can come see us, talk to some of our experts we have online, and get educated on solar, and we're happy to talk to everybody that walks up to us. So we're excited for the opportunity in two weeks. We're very excited.
It is 2 weeks, and I'm on that board with NARI, and it's going to be a really good show. And the amount of work that goes in behind the scenes to make sure that these shows are really strong for consumers and for NARI members, done a great job, and excited to be part of that. And again, in a couple of weeks, you can meet the people at Kern Electric, and I know that there are a lot of people that come to talk to you about a number of things, but solar certainly is one of those things. Hey, Brad, I got one more text from somebody that said, look, how do I know if my electric bill is high enough to justify going to solar?
Give us a call and we'll send somebody out to have that conversation with you. It's hard to have that conversation in generalities. I get it all the time. We get it all the time. Our energy consultants we gave them the title energy consultants for a reason. They're not high pressure salespeople. They're there to figure out, does this make sense for you? How does it make sense for you? And what can we do to help you go solar? So honestly, the best way to know if your electrical bill is high enough to warrant solar, give us a call, have a conversation with either Mike or Kayla, and they'll be happy to give you, you know, customized answer to that. You know, and we've actually had customers who have great south-facing roofs that have gas appliances that are, you know, looking at the potential of what they can do and have swapped out some of their appliances for electric. You know, it's not everybody, but, you know, I'm in that position as well. I have a small house in Wauwatosa and gas appliances, and my neighbor finally cut down their tree that was hanging over my south roof, and I know what I can generate. And when I remodel my kitchen, I'm looking at, you know, electric range and electric stove for that very reason. because now I can cook my frozen pizza for free.
There you go. Man, quite
hey, Brad,
the chef.
Mike and Kayla are available at 9 o'clock on Monday. I can send them over. They can get you a quote, Brad.
There you go, Ray.
We use my house as a test system for all of our new proposals and new software. So I probably have a dozen quotes out there in my name from Kern Electric for solar.
That's awesome. Hey, guys, I can't thank you enough. Hey, really quickly, before we got to get out of here, what is the process time? And if somebody gives Kern Electric call on Monday, is there somebody that can get back to them and come out and see them within the next 2 weeks? Is that fair?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. With both Mike and Kayla's schedule, they're seeing customers generally within a week. For an initial sit-down conversation, 2 weeks at the most right now. So if you call Monday, should have somebody able to meet with you within a couple weeks.
He is Brad Koepke again. He's going to come up with a name. I've come up with Solar Czar from Kern Electric. Ray Hoffman, Sales and Marketing Manager, Kern Electric. Go to callkern.com. Hey, boys, have a good weekend. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
You bet. Have a good one. This is the Home Improvement Show built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by the superheroes at Kern Electric, only on 1250 AM, The Fan. We'll be right back.